This is Pastor Dale Schwartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you at the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom, getting people knowledgeable and ready for entrance into God's kingdom. The kingdom is real. The kingdom is literal. And it is going to come when Jesus returns, and Jesus will begin purifying and changing the earth when he establishes a reign on the earth at his return. You and I are going to be kings and priests with Jesus. We're going to rule and reign with him. And this is what the Bible teaches. And I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil, and I want you to be able to write down the verses we're going to look at today. Because I want you to not just ignore what's said or forget what's said. I want you to be able to write the verses down and go back and re-examine those passages again in a second time and a third time to make sure you see what the Bible is teaching about our future. The future is secure when you know God Almighty. When he is your father, he is our heavenly father, and he's one that is not going to leave us alone. He understands the struggles we go through. God has been searching for man since the time of creation. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, they went their own way by choice. God had created man, but he created man with free will. And with that free will, man chose to disobey God. And it's not what God wanted. God wanted his creation of man to worship him and to love him. But mankind has gone his own way ever since. And God has worked through prophets, through judges, through patriarchs, through kings, to get his message of love and acceptance of man and the possibility of forgiveness, get that message to man through these individuals. And the book of Hebrews and chapter 1 says that after all this was done, God had been working and searching after man, so to speak, to reach man, even though man was going his own way. Of course, he was able to do that. God created him with free will. But Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 says, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, and in many portions and in many ways, in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. God created everything through Christ, with Jesus Christ in mind. God is the sole creator, but he created it with Jesus in mind, knowing that when the fullness of time was come, the world would be ready, Jesus would be born. And when the world was ready, when the time was right, when God's timing was right, not man's, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made according to the law. Galatians 4 and 4. And Jesus was born in the manger. Jesus lived a normal life like you and me, with one exception. Jesus was sinless. He did not sin. He was not perfect because he was mortal and capable of dying, of which he did at the end of a 3.5-year ministry. But God was it behind the scenes the whole time throughout Jesus' ministry, and time after time during Jesus' ministry, he talked to his Father, he talked to his disciples about his heavenly Father, and he said things like, I do nothing of myself, only the things that I see my Father do. I don't speak on my own initiative, but I speak the words of Him who sent me. Jesus acted on behalf of His Father, God Almighty. God is all holy. God is perfect. God is immortal. And He cannot condone sin, and that cannot stand in the face of sin. And when man went his own way, man caused a great separation between himself and the one that had created them. The sin separated us from God. And striving to reach man, to bring man back into a right relationship with God, God used righteous individuals. He used Noah as a preacher to warn people of a coming judgment. He used Abraham, who is described in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8 as a preacher of righteousness. He used the prophets. He used at last, according to Hebrews 1 and verse 2, in these last days, He's spoken through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus walked among men, performing miracles, teaching good things, a good way of life, showing man how to live. Oh, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, other Jewish leaders, in trying to keep the law, they missed one thing. They didn't keep the spirit of the law. They made up their own rules to try to get around some of this, what they considered strict regimens that of things that they could or could not do. They could not work on the Sabbath. So they then spent time trying to define what work was. And they would not help their neighbor on the Sabbath. Yet, they would take care of an animal if it was injured on the Sabbath. If it had fallen in the ditch, they'd take care of it, but not a human being. And Jesus pointed out the spirit of the law. Jesus showed to mankind what God was like. The creed of Jesus. Jesus had His own creed. A lot of churches use certain creeds that were created by man, but Jesus' creed is one God. There is one God, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might, and you're going to love your neighbor as yourself. The creed of Jesus is that there is one God, and He pointed mankind to that God. Jesus was not that God. Jesus was the Son of that God. God was His Father. And God was the Father of Jesus. Jesus was the Son of God. Get that right. Jesus was a mortal man who showed what the kingdom of God would be like. And through His miracles, through the things that He taught mankind how to live, gave them guidance, and encouraged people to walk in His ways. He chose 12 individuals, 12 disciples, and He taught them His message. They walked with Him, they lived with Him, they ate with Him, they spent 3 years with Him, observing and learning, and periodically, He sent them out to go and teach others. And His message was a message of hope for a better day that was at hand. Jesus taught and preached the kingdom of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, after John had been taken into custody, verse 14, it says, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of God, God's gospel. And here's what He said. The gospel of God was, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel was the message about the kingdom of God. And yet the kingdom of God is not talked about in a lot of evangelical churches today. It was central to Jesus. It's central to the Bible. It should be central to the church. And the church needs to get back to biblical roots and look at the Bible as Jesus understood it. Now remember, in Jesus' day, they didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The scriptures that Jesus used was the Old Testament. And Jesus pointed out to the Jewish leaders, this is written in Jesus' statement in John chapter 5, as Jesus is using the Old Testament, Jesus told those Jewish leaders that in verse 30, he said, I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I do not to seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And John, in his gospel, points out that what Jesus did for the disciples is to teach them his ways. And he said their ways had to be better than the ways of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So there was more to a good Christian life than what was being lived by Jewish leaders at that day. And so we need to follow Jesus Christ and his ways. And he told the religious leaders, you search the scriptures, you search the Old Testament, trying to find life. And it is these scriptures that speak of me. You think that in them you have life, but these scriptures, they speak of me. I want you to continue to read and study. Tune in again next week. Continue becoming a student of the Word of God, and may God bless.